The young brown rat staggered into camp dripping wet. He had to impart the story 3 times in full detail before any beast began believing him, though there were a few cynics.
Go on, Curdly, Slade! No bird could do that!
Shows how much you know. You've never seen a swan close up. One of them things is even bigger than a stripe hound. It could finish off the boss and 3 like him. Swans is bigger than giants.
Well, I don't believe the boss is dead. Sit here.
Duggalow lost his patience with the speaker.
Well, why don't you go over there and swim under the water and ask him?
That ended the argument. They sat around a fire, boiling the few eggs that had been collected for the departed. Laggle, the old female brown rat, made Duggalow recite the tale once more. Then she composed a dirge for the slain chieftain. Laggle considered herself an accomplished dirger, a highly respected position in the brown rat horde. That night, by the light of the fire, she sang unaccompanied in a flat monotone the words she had put together for her former boss. The others wolfed hard-boiled eggs, some for the first time, as they listened to the dirge.
Oh, come listen, ye brown rats, take heed of me words. All about Grant and Curdly, our chief, for he stood fat and tall, well respected by all, as a murdering, plundering thief. Curdly rose through the ranks with his foul, wicked pranks, but his stomach grew greater than he, and his awful downfall, I relate to yous all, was he loved odd-boiled eggs for his tea. And every bird flapping round, looking scared, as he hunted for eggs without rest. And against every wish, he would never eat fish. Grant and Curdly craved eggs from the nest. Till one fatal day, oh, it grieves me to say, that his greed got the better of him. He set his sights on his fine egg of swan that he thought had gone out for a swim. Thinking that he knew best, Curdly swam to the nest where the bird sat with his family. There's a rat at the door, Ma, the little uns cried, and he's after some eggs for his tea. Mrs. Swan in an huff, looking rowdy and tough, honked, come here now, you fat thieving rat. And with many a blow, she laid poor Curdly low, just by using her beak like a bat. Now against Curdly's wishes, he's feeding the fishes, they're nibbing his ears, snouting legs. But his ghost at Hell Gates, what I'm telling you, mates, 'tis a place where they don't serve boiled eggs.